We get a lot of amens from people walking by.
I think you're wrong, not all churches.
We get a lot of amens as people walk by, but they don't understand that the gospel is a very narrow road, and you must call people to the narrow road, and that comes through repentance. The Bible never uses the word love in the book of Acts, not one time. It uses repentance. Then come and see the love of God. Come and know Him by the Spirit. But you have to walk, and you have to seek the kingdom, and you have to strive in holiness. What's going to become of you? The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see God. You're not living holy when you're like the culture. You're not living holy as you seek the ways of the world. You're not living holy as you keep false man-made churchianity. You're not holy if you conform to the sports, the politics, the entertainment, the fashion, the pride, the vanity. You're not being holy at all. What's happening is you're being swept away by the culture that is Satan's kingdom. Jesus is coming to rebuke America and the world. If you're part of it, you're going to be rebuked and destroyed with it. 2 Thessalonians 1 says he's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Are you obeying the gospel today? Are you living for the kingdom of God? Have you lost your life to become a holy vessel? The Holy Scriptures say, test all things to the Word of God. Are you testing all things to the Word of God? Do you scour the Scriptures? The psalmist says, I meditate on thy word day and night, and I hide it in my heart. Why do we do that? Because God's word is a light and a lamp to our feet that's on our path of narrow way. Jesus said, narrow is the way to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction. So we just come to these places to remind people that you are living in Satan's kingdom. The world, the culture is Satan's kingdom. The church system is Satan's kingdom. You have to repent and come out of the culture, neighbor. You got to come out of the false church system. You got to come out of every false way and every lie. Revelation 22 says one lie will put you outside the kingdom of God. We don't want our neighbor swept away in sin and lies. We want our neighbor to be walking in holiness and righteousness. We want you to be seeking the kingdom. The pastors and the priests aren't telling you the truth. Amen. We love you, man, but you can't be of the world and say amen. God doesn't hear the prayers of people that live in sin. The culture is sinful. These festivals and the culture are Satan's kingdom to deceive you. We don't want you to be deceived, neighbor. We want you to pick up the Holy Scriptures and say, is what Christ said true? Is there a narrow path? Is there a broad road to destruction that most are walking on? And if you're walking on the broad road, you have to turn and repent, neighbor. Repentance is to change your mind, to change your ways because of the glorious finished blood work of Jesus and His resurrection. But what's going to happen? Sister, I'm going to walk on this side. You can walk on this side if you want. What's going to happen if you ignore so great a salvation? What's going to happen if you don't humble yourself before the mighty God? Humble and meek, what does that mean? That's not just believing Jesus died. Humble means you lower yourself and know that you're a fallen human. And you repent of your sin, turn from it, and you ask God to cleanse you. And 1 John 1 says, if we walk in the light, you're not walking in the light today, neighbor, as you live like the world. You might go to church on Sunday, but that does not wash you clean as you live like the world in willful sin. Willful sin will not be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ on Judgment Day. Go read Hebrews 10, 26 and 27. There is therefore now no sacrifice for willful sin. That sin you know is wrong. Your church keeps a bunch of worldly sinful ways. You keep going. You keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter. You keep going. You watch sports, politics, entertainment, knowing it's Satan's kingdom, and you keep doing it. This is willful sin that will be not cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. So in the gospel, we have two amazing actions. We have what Jesus did, his death, burial, and resurrection. And then we have what you must do to apply it to your account. Yeah, the Bible is full of do's for the people of God. You don't work your way to heaven, but you're working for the one that made your way as proof you're of him. John 15 says, if you abide in me, that means remain, you will produce much fruit and you have the hope of eternal life to come. But if you don't abide in Jesus and produce fruit, which means you obey him in holiness and come out of the world, you have no hope of eternal life to come. God hates hypocrisy more than he hates any other sin, just about. It was the leaven of the Pharisees. Ready? Saying you love God and you believe in Jesus, but living a worldly, carnal, sinful life connected to false man-made religion. If you do that, you have hypocrisy.
Stand right here for a while.
You have hypocrisy in you. Sister, feel free. You can go back and forth. I won't move until you come back.
Oh, I didn't know if we were.
We are eventually.
Oh,
we might do this a few times, then go down there.
Okay.
We don't want you to live in hypocrisy. To be worldly and claim Jesus is hypocrisy. To live like the culture with sports and vanity and pride and politics and claim to believe in Jesus, you have a false Jesus, neighbor. If your Jesus hasn't changed your heart, your soul, your mind, everything, you have a false Jesus that cannot save you. Ponder that, neighbor. A gospel that has not transformed your heart and your mind and your life is not the true gospel. What's some characteristics of God's true people? The world will hate you, Jesus said. If the world doesn't hate you for Jesus Christ, you're not his. He said you must lose your life to find it. Have you lost your life in Jesus Christ? Or are you just part of some youth club? Are you just part of some church membership? Are you part of the culture? You can't wait for college football and the NFL. That's sinful and that's carnal, and it's going to be judged and separated on the day of judgment that's coming. To be a friend of the world, James 4:4 makes you an enemy of God. 1 John 2:15 says, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. This is the world today. What do you spend your time seeking? Entertainment? Flesh? Pride, vanity, man-pleasing religion on Sunday or Saturday? If you looked at the last week of your life, how would anyone know you love Jesus Christ by how you obey him and come out of the world? If you're living for your flesh, you are your own God. If you didn't wake up today and proclaim, God, I love you and I'm going to serve you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and you woke up to serve yourself, you are an idolater. No idolaters are going to inherit the kingdom of God. Don't be an idolater against the holy God. Be a humble, lowly servant that seeks to walk in his word and his ways. Romans 12 says, do not conform to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're walking in the world today. I come out to these broad roads of destruction to warn you in love. because I care for my neighbor. I don't make a penny, I don't take a penny. I retired early to travel and preach because America and the world is set for the judgment of God. Israel is on fire and in war. The Bible predicted what's happening right now. And if you read the scriptures, you'll see that tribulation, antichrist, and judgment is coming. So where will you weigh in on this judgment and antichrist, tribulation, and God's wrath? Where are you going to weigh in on that? Jesus said in Matthew 7, a puny few are going to find eternal life. That word few means puny. Look around you. Very few of you are going to enter the kingdom of God. Most of you are going to suffer burning in hell and weeping and gnashing of teeth. And we love you enough to come and tell you to think about your eternal fate. Not to trample the blood of Jesus anymore. Christ is such a glorious Savior. He made a narrow way. He came into the world to seek and save the lost. Battered, beaten, bloodied, bruised. For the transgressions and the sins of mankind. And Jesus said, whosoever can come in John 3. But here's the problem. Whosoever coming means you've repented and you're ready to follow him as Messiah, as King, as not only Savior, but as Lord. Is Jesus your Savior or is he your Lord and Master? Guess what? Someone who's just your Savior, you're just expecting him to save you. But a Master and a Lord is someone you obey and follow with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. The churches aren't following Christ and obeying him. I don't know one that does fully. The culture is not obeying Christ and following him in spirit and truth. The media, the sports, the politics. All these corrupt men claiming to be Christians as they're involved in wicked sports and carnality. This makes a mockery of our holy God. Don't make a mockery of God. Surrender your entire life. Go home and read the New Testament. If what Jesus says is true, you're headed to the broad road to destruction, neighbor. Judgment and hell is coming for you. We don't want that for our neighbor.
Thank you so much for listening to God and doing this.
Thank you, ma'am. We love you. We love our neighbor. You must repent and come out of the culture and come out. Come out of the church systems. They're lying to you. Read the scriptures and follow him in spirit and truth.
Look what's happening. We're almost there.
Be ready, ma'am. There's no pre-trib rapture. We're going to have to go through the tribulation.
That is so
true. Check out our website, ma'am. Check out our website for free. And my wife has a lot of articles. My wife's right there if you want to go talk to her. Go talk to my wife. Okay. You reach out. My wife and I would love to encourage you in the faith.
Yeah.
Open the Bible and read it and follow Christ, not the culture and the church systems, ma'am. Thank you for stopping. Many people say, hey, amen. You're doing a good work. Amen. You're proclaiming the oracles of God. Here's the problem. Unless you're obeying God, that would be hypocrisy. Don't say amen, good job, unless you're willing to also follow Christ in spirit and truth. That's like telling a police officer, amen, good job, arrest those criminals while you go out and do crime. That would be hypocrisy. That would be absolute hypocrisy to tell the police to do a good job while you commit crime. Telling the street preacher, good job, proclaim the truth while you live like the world, unholy and ungodly, is not pleasing to God. In fact, it's going to tempt and anger God. You're going to kindle the wrath of God by knowing about his word and truth and living in it, the world, living in the world unrighteously, loving your sin. Timothy says in the last days, there'll be a great falling away. There's not going to be a revival. We see it in America and the world. And the falling away, people have the appearance of godliness, but deny the power thereof. What does that mean? They deny the power of God by not believing that Christ can help you overcome sin. They deny the power of God by not coming out of the world and losing their life. They deny the power of God by not reading, studying the scriptures, and seeing who Jesus is. They deny the power of God by being man pleasers, flesh pleasers, feminization, letting women and children rule. How does that happen? Letting women and children rule. Let me give you an example. I was witnessing to a Baptist pastor the other day. He had a false gospel. He has a false man-made system. The Baptist is not a biblical system. And when I tried to talk to him about truth, the Baptist pastor said, "My wife told me I gotta go pick up my kids from basketball practice." You see how feminization and worldly ways sweep you away. Children need to be learning about the kingdom of God, not basketball, not worldly sports, not flesh and carnality. There is no hope for this culture. There's no hope for the American church system. There's hope for those that read the Holy Scriptures and will walk in His ways and will lose their life to find Jesus Christ. The Bible says you must be born again by the Spirit of God. When you're born again, born from above is a better way. You're infused with the Holy Spirit of truth and righteousness. Ephesians 5:9 says the fruits of the Spirit are in goodness, truth, righteousness. What are you sowing into your life today? Goodness, truth, and righteousness? Godly goodness, truth, and righteousness? No, I don't think so. Not here. This is just fleshly entertainment. And people fill up their time outside of their corrupt church places with fleshly entertainment. Fishing, hunting, idolatrous things that have no place in the kingdom of God. I love to ask American Christians, you love football so much, you think there's going to be football in heaven? Nope. You think there's going to be your idolatrous hunting and fishing? Nope. You think your pride and vanity and your mocking is going to be in heaven? Nope. Only His blood-bought saints that are conformed to His word and His ways are going to make it to the kingdom of God. So we like to ask people, what do you think heaven's going to be like? Revelation, last point on this audio, Revelation gives us a clue of what heaven's going to be like. Worshiping God, at the throne of God, living in holiness, no sin, no tears, no pride, no vanity, no worldly systems. Like we've been talking about, sports, politics, entertainment. No, if your heart isn't for the worship of God and holiness and righteousness today, you're not going to be pleased with heaven. You won't even make it there. Now let's talk about hell. I hear this all the time. Hell's going to be a big party with your friends and you're just going to have a good time. Actually, hell is darkness, separation, weeping, and gnashing of teeth. Amen. You got to come out of the world, sir, to amen. You can't amen Jesus as you live like the world. But the only way is following Him, sir. You're following the culture to your destruction. You're following the patterns of the world. A man walks by and says, amen. We have that all the time, as I've been saying. Hell is going to be a place of weeping, gnashing of teeth, and suffering forever. Jesus said so. So ask yourself on judgment day after your death or His second coming, which, by the way, He's not coming back in a pre-trib rapture. That's a lie of man. What's going to become of you on judgment day as you're just like the world? You live like the world. You lust for the things of the world. You follow the things of the world. You desire the things of the world. What's going to become of you on judgment day, neighbor? You're going to be judged and sent away. He's going to say in Matthew 7, away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. We don't want our neighbors to be sent away, but you will have to lose your life to follow Jesus. He's not a hobby. He's not a bumper sticker. He's not a t-shirt. He's not a hat. We see a lot of people walk around with hats and bumpers and t-shirts saying, this is my Jesus. That Jesus will not save you. If your life hasn't been transformed, you have no hope, neighbor. If you're not walking in holiness, there's no fruiture of God. John 15 says, you will abide in him, remain, and you will bear much fruit. Following the culture and entertaining yourself in the world is not the fruit of God. You're not obeying what Jesus said to do. Jesus said, repent, follow him, come out of the world. Jesus said, go preach the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sin and defeating of death, repentance to him by faith, and walking in his word and ways as fruit, you're born from above with holiness, with obedience, stripping your life down and enduring to the end. If you don't have that, the pastors and priests are lying to you. You're going to be sent away, neighbor. Don't trample the blood of Jesus today. Don't live for your flesh. The kingdom of God is not flesh and bones, but spirit and truth. And power. Has the spirit and power of God transformed your life, neighbor? If not, you're not a child of God. You are a child of Satan. It's true. Jesus said so in John 8. We'll talk about that more as the day goes on.